AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a focus today in Washington on young people. FDA advisors are meeting whether to decide to recommend a weaker dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Dr. Peter Marks is in charge of vaccines at the FDA.
To be clear, today's discussion is going to be about the scientific data that are presented, and it's not about vaccine mandates, which are left to other entities outside of FDA.
If FDA advisors give the go-ahead, there would be one step left, a decision next week by the CDC. The influence of TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat on kids was the focus of a congressional hearing. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal heads the Senate subcommittee, which recently heard from a Facebook data scientist. This time around, they're focusing on how young people are affected, and his office created a YouTube account for 18 to find out.
We watched a few videos about extreme dieting and eating disorders. They were easy to find. YouTube's recommendation algorithm began to promote extreme dieting and eating disorder videos each time we opened the app.
Jennifer Stout is the Vice President of Global Public Policy at Snapchat.
I have tremendous respect for this institution and the work that you are doing to ensure that young people are having safe and healthy online experiences.
I'm Shelley Adler.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is confident President Biden's big tax and spending plan will pass.
We are almost there, and that the president is on the verge. We are all on the verge of passing a bill that is the largest investment in addressing the climate crisis in history. And of course, global leaders take note of that, too.
Buckingham Palace says 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth will not be going to the UN Climate Change Summit in Scotland this week. Her doctors are advising the Queen to rest. Meatpacking giant Tyson Foods says more than 96% of its workers have been vaccinated ahead of the company's November 1st deadline. This is AP News. Climate activists scaled a government building in London, calling for countries at the upcoming UN climate summit to invest in plant-based foods.
The activists, campaigning for animal rebellion, climbed between 32 feet and 65 feet up the latticework decoration of the building which houses the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Then they hung a large yellow banner reading COP26, invest in a plant-based future. No arrests have been made. The Animal Rebellion lobby group says its protests will remain in place until Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledges to urge all world leaders to end meat and dairy subsidies at the upcoming COP26 summit next week in Scotland. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Alabama, members of the Tuskegee University marching band are threatening to quit performing at school events to protest what they say is a lack of resources and support. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.